that, will those wash pots ever used for cooking any kind of food or?
Oh, well, if they had a big luncheon coming up, a party of some kind, they'd cook their meat in the wash pot, and we'd cook the wash pot full of lye hominy.
Do you see those wash pots around much anymore?
Yeah, nearly everybody's got one of the old timers that's kept there. Grandmothers and grandfathers. I've got two. One of them, my boy's got one, and my granddaughter's got the other. She lives at Ruston, and she's got one, and then Mac, my boy out here's got the other.
Yes, sir.
I had two. And my grandfather had one at, I guess it was old 200 gallons. They cleaned hogs in it, you know. They'd kill the hogs and stick them down in that boiling water, and that's what they used that old big one for.
Yes, ma'am.
And I've seen them cook out grease in it, you know.
For the lard?
Yeah, cook out them that old big pot full of lard and had to stir it every minute.
I bet they did.
Oh, you did. I have to do it. I've done it myself. I'm talking about the battling block. My grandmother had one and my aunt had one till she died. She never did get rid of that battling block.
Right?
Well, no washing machines nowhere, and soak them in that lye soap with overalls and things and throw them on that block and beat them. And I hated it worse than anything.
What'd you beat them with?
A battling stick, they called me, yeah.
What did that thing look like, the battling?
A boat paddle.
Was that what it was?
Yeah. They made them out of cypress at home. They had plenty of cypress down there. Mm-hmm. Everybody had a battling stick.
Seems to me that that would have worn out the cones pretty quick.
Well, you know it did. I saw that a lot of times since I've been grown. But I heard somebody say the other day that they had a battling block and a battling stick, and said every time we get a hold of something that I can't get clean, I take it out there, and some woman might be right around here, but can't think who it was. And I said, Lapa, all of them was gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's interesting. Could you tell me about some of the things that people had in their front room or sitting room that they probably didn't have anywhere else in the house?
I can't think of anything but the chairs and the bed and the pictures on the walls. And the mantle always had several things on it. That's about as near as I could tell you about that.
Did they have a long piece thing where several people could sit down?
No, we didn't. They had benches. Old homemade benches, and on the porches and down in our home had one on each side of that hall, and then one each down the hall this way. You see, that porch went all the way across both of them rooms, the front porch did. And then this hall went plumb on down to that kitchen. And they'd have one on each side of the hall there, and one on each side on the porch, front porch.
I see.